Just some things we're working on as we go through this season. We've got about three more weeks before state tournament hits, and so it's just a deal. We just got to fine-tune things and just look at this is what we got to work on. Okay, we're not going to work on our strengths because they're there. Let's work on some deficiencies and figure out what we need to fix to get to the next level.
Earlier in the week, you went to Kearney.
Yeah, that Kearney was a kind of a tale of two tales. You know, Kearney Catholic, you know, I feel bad for Coach Dorr. He's, you know, had a great team last year. A lot of those kids graduated. I think they were a top 10 team. And then this year he comes back with just six kids. And, three of them never played tennis before. And so we were able to play some extra JVs in our varsity duel to get those kids some time and get everybody on the courts. Because it's a stretch. You know, you got 25 kids you're traveling with, and you got to get them all on the courts against teams who bring 12 guys or 5 guys, and it's just tough to do. So, you know, it's nice to have all that taken care of. It was a good start. Played well. You know, won that one 9-0. You know, JV guys stepped up and played some great tennis and didn't lose a match. And then walked across the park, like I said earlier, to GICC, a team that's ahead of us in power points, and beat them 3-2. So it was good. It was a good week. You know, the kids picked up 7 duels on the year on the week, and that'll help us a lot because we fell from 7th to 10th the week before because we didn't play any duels. Most of the teams we're playing have, you know, less numbers, and so they just play a 6-man duel instead of 8-man duel. So we now become eligible for the state duel tournament coming up, you know, in October. So it was a big week for us, and yeah, it worked out well.
Your records for your singles and doubles are looking pretty good. It's starting to add more wins, and that resume is becoming pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I haven't even looked at that yet. I know I'm terrible.
Still kind of early.
I know Tyson and Caleb were talking about, they're keeping track of their records. They're excited. I mean, it's fun. You know, what's the most coolest thing is watching these kids be excited to play. You know, when we came back from York, they were just on cloud 9 because they won the York invite. And, you know, that's just an invite. I mean, can you imagine what it's going to be like if they win something big? You know, it's just fun to see. But I know those guys were talking like they're 14-1 or something of that nature. And so, yeah, they're all having a great season. You know, I think Trev might have just a couple losses. I think that TJ and Cruz might just have a couple losses. And Aaron, I think, just has a couple losses. So, yeah, we're winning majority of our matches, but we have some big ones coming up here in the end of the season that's going to be the ones we want to really play well in.
Yeah, you go Tuesday, Friday, Saturday next week, and especially that weekend next week is going to be big when you head east.
Yeah, we won't look past North Platte and Holdridge. You know, those are two teams we definitely want to build on and get better at. But, yeah, we're getting to that road trip to Omaha. We play Mount Michael. We play Elkhorn North in two duels on Friday night. They're going to be – they're solid. They're going to be top-tier teams, probably looking at probably state championship level caliber teams, and it's going to be tough to beat those guys. But we're just going to go out and play. You know, we're going to go out and work hard. And last year we did the same thing. We played those guys and just got schlocked by them pretty bad in the turnaround. And we got second to Elkhorn North at the invite on Saturday. So it's just kind of a jumping board. You know, we're going to go play good teams and then turn around and play more good teams on Saturday in the Elkhorn North Invitational. And the good thing about this trip, you know, you never see Mount Michael. We never see Elkhorn North. We never see Ralston. We don't see Elkhorn very often. We just see York. So the teams are going to play Omaha, Brownell, Talbot. The teams are going to play on Saturday. It's going to be great. It's East team, so it's a big, big weekend. You know, like I told the kids when we went to York, I said, we got to have a good day. You know, we got all these Eastern teams, and, you know, I got selected to be on the seating committee, so it's like I got to go see the East guys, but I want to see how we compete against these guys. So when we go start seating things, those scores are going to be important to the seating committee. So, yeah, it's going to be a big weekend for us ahead, and we got to really tone in, and it's going to be tough. You know, it's homecoming week, and we've got some kids who are on, you know, for homecoming royalty, and they're going to miss the football game on Friday night because we're going to be gone, and so they're kind of disappointed because they're band players as well. And so it's got to be, you got to stay focused. The work this week is focused. That's all it is.
Well, the old Elks tennis courts the other day had to be cleaned up after that storm. I drove past and went, holy smokes, somebody's have to get a broom out.
Yeah, you know, people keep asking me, why don't you refinish those courts and make them look nicer? It's like, well, this is the reason why. Until we can figure out how to keep those things from being flooded, it doesn't matter what you put down to make them look nicer or more playable, they're just going to get ruined. I mean, they were underwater, under mud, under soot. It was bad. You know, and then our guys, I feel bad for our guys, having to go out with maintenance people to go and clean them up, and they had the big brush rooms in there on their John Deere tractors, and it took them 2 days to clean those babies off. And there was a lot of stuff on there, and you know, I got to take my hat off to those guys because they help us out a ton. But until the city can help us figure out a way to detour that water, I don't know how you do it, Rich. Yet, you know, that water's running down the hill and it's running down Westridge, and it just collects right there.
Right.
But there's no reason to do anything with those courts. I don't know how much longer we're going to play on them, honestly. You can see they've got some damage on the southeast corner of the courts, and those courts go away and we can't use them anymore. You know, it's going to be really tough for us to have a good program here in McCook. You know, anybody out there wants to help us find some place to build two new courts would be awesome. We've definitely been looking for that. Coach Graff has been awesome. He's been beating the bushes trying to find some, you know, people to help donate some money or, you know, just do something. I know we're doing through tax bonds and everything else, but we're trying to find something else because I'm really afraid that the Elks course may not be around that much longer just because they're deteriorating so quickly, and the storm last week was definitely didn't help things. But we'll stay on them as long as we can. I don't like having kids go down there and play because they're not the greatest course, but you know, it's either that or we just don't have it. We'll have to cut back and just have maybe 12 kids out for tennis and just eliminate some things, but I don't want to do that. You know, I want to continue to have a program we have. We've spent time building it to make it to where we're at, and we definitely want to get some things done to keep it improving.
You bet. Well, best of luck. Next week's a busy one for you. I bet the kids after the weekend, they'll be ready to get back after it and coming up in the first matches first.
Yep, and you know, one thing, we had a JV scrimmage last night, and a squash scrimmage, just because we're not getting them a lot of matches, so we put them into a real-life scrimmage situation. We have them into four teams. Parents going to come and watch. We treat it like it's a regular duel, and we had some great matches. You know, I just looked at the matches that were all played. We played 18 matches, and we had 9 close matches, and we had 7 blowout matches. So you're telling me that the kids are competing at a better level. They took it really seriously and got on the course and got some good things done. So it was fun to watch the kids compete that don't get the opportunities, that are just not there to get on the courts against other teams. And it's kind of frustrating, but they did good last night, and I was really pleased with them. They got us to see some really good improvements, and that's what makes it more gratifying for me. You know, winning state and all this other stuff is great, but when you see these lower JV guys getting their backhands down, getting the forehands down, and just seeing that excitement because they're just getting better, that's what makes coaching fun, and these guys have definitely done that this year. It's good to see those kids improve and achieve goals. Now they've got to find more goals to get better at. So anyway, yep, hats off to the JV guys, and thanks to parents coming out and supporting the kids and being there, making it a real-life situation for the kids. So
I know I mentioned this already once to you, but congrats on the win 2000 once again. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of wins in your career. Wow, that's pretty cool. We were going to have I know your brother Tom had organized a nice little surprise party, but it happened on the day that the storms hit, and we couldn't, at 5 o'clock it was still storm, and we just couldn't have it. But hats off to you, and I know you got a picture with the team. That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, you know what, honestly, Rich, that's a shared accomplishment because, you know, for 27 years you coach a lot of kids, and you have different levels of kids that have come in to help contribute to those wins. You know, I look back to starting out in 1999 when we started our first year, we had some kids that got us some wins, and so it's, you know, I've had a lot of my former kids texting me and, you know, saying thanks and, you know, congratulating me and stuff, but it's like, dude, this is equally shared with you because we've had some great kids, great families doing that, and, you know, we get great support from the media guys like Rich Barnett who really support our program and portray it in a positive way, and that's what it's all about. But it's been a lot of fun, you know, and hopefully we can continue on for a few more years and have some success we've been having lately.
One more note here. I got it during the football game last night. I got a note from Todd Hins last night. He was over in Waterloo watching Isaac and Nathaniel playing doubles over there, and two of your former studs back from the day still playing some college tennis, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to watch because, you know, Isaac's a little older than Than. But when Than decided to go to Co, because Isaac was there, they didn't get to play together. You know, they're playing because Isaac just is a different level. But now they're catching up with each other, and they're playing doubles together. That's awesome. I mean, I tell you what, Isaac was a competitor. He was more specialized, I think, at singles as he got older for us and went on and played at Co. But Than is a singles guy, but they can both play doubles too. So it's fun to see those guys playing together. That's a good tandem. I tell you what, I'd take those guys back in a heartbeat because they won a lot of matches. Very competitive kids, great skill sets, and it's fun. I'm glad they're playing together because I know they talked about that when I talked to Than about going there with Isaac, that he was interested in playing with Than. He didn't know if it happened, but it's happening. So it's great to cool. It's really neat.
I have to get a phone call of those two here pretty soon.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be cool.